From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Great white sharks get around a lot more than scientists thought. A new study in the journal Science shows that great whites move farther and faster than anyone believed. And that's important because it could influence the way humans try to protect the sharks. In recent years, the market for great white fins, jaws, and meat has exploded. NPR's John Nielsen has the story.
4 years ago, marine biologist Ramon Bonefiel started throwing buckets of chum off the side of a research boat near the coast of South Africa. Whenever a great white shark would swim over to snarf down the blood and the fish parts, Bonefiel would lean out and hook a sophisticated tracking probe onto its dorsal fin. The shark would swim off, and the probe would begin taking thousands of measurements a day: water temperature, changes in direction, speed, depth, and light. Then, after several months, the probe would pop off and float up to the surface.
And that's when it turns on to transmit and starts transmitting all a summary of all the data that it collected during those 6 months or whatever period it was on the shark.
Satellites bounce this data down into Bonefiel's office at the Wildlife Conservation Society in New York. There, he charted the movements of some 30 great white sharks. Some of them, as expected, stayed near established feeding grounds on the South African coast. Others, less expectedly, swam back and forth through thousands of miles of African coastal waters. Then, one of these South African sharks showed up in an impossible location, several thousand miles away, off the east coast of Australia. Bonefiel's first thought was that it must be a data glitch.
Maybe something went wrong. Maybe the satellite did something strange, and you double-check, triple-check, and it's all right.
At that point, Bonefiel started jumping up and down in his office, screaming for joy. Nobody had ever seen a great white shark do anything like this before.
This shark didn't just stumble on Australia by chance. It knew that it was going there. It had a sense of direction, and it was very determined in going there, and it went extremely fast.
Bonefiel says the 15-foot female shark made its journey to Australia in 3 months. Then, even more amazingly, it turned around and came home. Ever since, even though this shark is a female, he's been calling it the Lance Armstrong of the ocean, except that it's got much bigger teeth. So much for the theory that the great white shark sticks close to established feeding grounds. Jack Music is a shark expert at the Virginia Institute of Marine Science.
Australia has protected the great white shark, and South Africa has, but now we're seeing that the migration of one individual may take it way outside of the area where it's protected and then leave it vulnerable to being taken in fisheries.
Music says it's possible that the great white sharks make lots of trips like this one. Why is anybody's guess right now, but he does have a working theory.
They've probably had a hot date on the Australian coast. That's my suspicion.
You're serious.
Well, they could have gone there to mate.
Whatever the reason, Music says it's now clear that these sharks need more than piecemeal protections. And it's true that this study has already had an impact. Several months ago, delegates to a UN Convention on Trade in Endangered Species heard about Bonefiel's marathon shark. Afterwards, they formally declared the great white shark a threatened species. That group is now closely monitoring the shark trade. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.